Chapter 3. The Team. The girls drove around Heart Lake City looking for Bella, but they weren't having any luck. Mia had almost given up hope when she spotted Bella at the edge of the forest, hiding behind a tree. "There she is," Mia cheered. Stephanie pulled over. As Mia got a closer look at Bella, she noticed her horse was limping. "Oh no," Mia gasped. "Hurry, we have to call the vet." A few minutes later, Aunt Sophie arrived with Olivia, Emma, and Andrea. And Sophie arrived with Olivia, Emma, and Andrea. Aunt Sophie looked concerned. "Easy, girl," she said. "We better get her to the clinic. Her leg needs an x-ray." "An x-ray? Is it really that bad?" Olivia asked. She looked worried. "We might not be able to compete," Mia said sadly. As they helped Bella into the horse trailer, Lacey rode by on Ginger Snap. "What happened?" Lacey asked. "Bella's hurt. We're taking her to the clinic," Mia explained. "I'm sorry to hear that," Lacey said with a hint of a smile. She turned and trotted off. Olivia turned to Mia. "Oh, Mia, I'm so sorry. So sorry." Olivia apologized. She felt terrible. Back at the vet clinic, Aunt Sophie reviewed the x-ray of Bella's leg. Mia looked more nervously. "Good news, nothing's broken," and Sophie said. "Thank goodness. Does this mean she can compete?" asked Mia. "It's too soon to tell. Let's see what the morning brings. Here, help me with this ice pack," said Aunt Sophie. Mia helped Sophie happily. The ice pack. Then they bandaged Bella and walked her to a stall. So about Olivia, and Sophie began. "Do we have to talk about her?" Mia asked sharply. "Still, I think you two could be good friends," said Aunt Sophie. "Thanks, but I'm not really getting the friendship vibe," replied Mia. "Everyone makes mistakes, and everyone deserves a second chance." And Sophie added, Mia thought about it for a moment and then nodded. Maybe she had been too hard on Olivia after all. Later that afternoon, Andrea and Stephanie headed back to the cafe to bake new cupcakes for the Petacular. Olivia and Emma went to check out the treehouse. Olivia brought along Scarlett with the trip. The treehouse was a cool woodside space with green grass and shrubs. This place is great, Olivia. It just needs a few finishing touches, Emma said. It would make such a great hangout for everyone, she added. Yes, everyone except Mia. Olivia sighed. I don't think she will ever talk to me again. Just give her time. She will come around, Emma said, reassuringly. I hope so. All right, I'm going to start training Scarlett, Olivia said. That's perfect. I'll put the finishing touches on my new banner, replied Emma. Olivia climbed down the ladder. It's training time, she told Scarlett. Scarlett let out a little whine, but then she perked up when she saw the delicious treats Olivia was holding. Scarlett, sit! 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 Andrea commanded. Olivia commanded. But Scarlett jumped up and snatched the treat right out of her hand. Scarlett, no! Scarlett scolded. She grabbed another treat and kept working. Every time Olivia told Scarlett a command, Scarlett just gave her a puzzled look. Scarlett, if you don't start behaving, no one is going to want to adopt you. Don't you want a good home? Olivia said. Somewhere in there, you have to know that you've caused a lot of trouble. Even part of it is my fault. A lot of it is yours. Mia may not be available to compete now. And she's worked so hard. You owe me. Scarlett seemed to understand. What Olivia was saying. The little pup was ready to learn at last. She worked really hard and even Tolly, Olivia had Scarlett sitting, staying, rolling over and healing. After all her training, Scarlett was ready for her final test. Now sit. Olivia said, Scarlet a bed. Roll over. Scarlet roll over. Then Olivia took a few steps backward. Stay, Scarlet. Stay, Scarlet commanded the puppy. Olivia commanded the puppy. Scarlet stayed. Heel, commanded Olivia. Scarlet heeled and Olivia gave her a treat. Good girl, cheered Olivia. Not bad, a voice said. It was Mia. She had been watching the whole time. Thanks. My Aunt Sophie taught me how to train dogs, Olivia answered. She thinks highly of you, said Mia. Does that seem crazy? Olivia asked, especially as the all trouble I've caused. Cost? Not as crazy as it seemed earlier today. Do you or Emma need any more help? Mia asked. Olivia smiled. Maybe she could make some friends after all. You know what? I could use some help giving Scarlet a fresh look. Let's call the other people, other girls for their expert opinions. Soon, Scarlet was surrounded by hair and nail clippers and a pile of doggy accessories. Emma, Olivia, and Mia were just about to get started when Stephanie and Andrea arrived to help. Makeover time! Emma cheered. Emma gave Scarlet a haircut while Andrea and Olivia clipped her nails. Stephanie and Mia chose between sparkly dog collars, bright bows, sunglasses, and even a golden crown. Finally, the girls decided on Scarlet's perfect look, a pink collar and a bow. Girls, I think we found just the right look for her, said Emma. Then she turned to the puppy. Don't you agree, Scarlet? Scarlet barked happily.